From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has hailed what he called significant progress the world's nations have made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit here in Washington, Mr. Obama said that more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium. The president said that the gathered countries need to combine their efforts to prevent terrorist groups like the Islamic State from getting nuclear materials.
A majority of the nations here are part of the Global Coalition Against ISIL. A number of our countries have been targeted by ISIL attacks. Just about all of our nations have seen citizens join ISIL in Syria and Iraq. So this is a threat to us all.
This year's Nuclear Security Summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials to build so-called dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program has also been closely studied. A U.S. military spokesman said Friday that he wants Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to know that the U.S. and its allies are hunting him. Colonel Steve Warren said from Baghdad that the Islamic State group leader will meet the same fate as other terrorist leaders.
We're going to find Baghdadi, and he will taste justice. I don't know if that justice will look like a Hellfire missile or if it'll look like a dark prison cell somewhere, but he will find justice one day.
Warren said he was not sure that people in Palmyra, Syria, which was taken back by Syrian troops under cover of Russian airstrikes on Sunday, are any better off. This is VOA News.